This is a Lip Media podcast.
Roasting you slowly in a waiting for Telstra fruit hat.
Dickhead.
Just like Australian Story, but sexy.
All I had was me undies on.
Did you forget your pants today?
Yeah. I'm going and ripped it up the road. Nice big burnout.
They came bounding over.
Every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
I'm feeling a bit sick about this. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. It was fed to me wrong.
Someone chock-a-blocked her behind the camel shed.
Where?
Gun Chopo.
If you missed last episode, we're in Shellycraft's car.
Her master.
But we've been in here for a while.
Yeah, I think it's coming up on 17 hours now.
She's gone quiet. We keep saying, Shelly, next drive-thru. Shelly, drop us at the Golden Arches just on the corner.
She hasn't turned her head in a while, and she's also taken down her rearview mirror, so we can't even see her face.
Feels like I'm in a bit of a celly. Shelly, what's going on?
The dungeons will do. But seriously, it only takes like 9 hours to get from Byron to Sydney, so I don't know what's going on.
Especially in a zoom. Shelly, where are we? This isn't McDonald's.
This is...
the Border Cafe. Where are we? Cockburn.
Cockburn?
Cockburn.
That's disgusting, Shelly.
Oh, Cockburn, the town on the border of South Australia and New South Wales?
I've heard great things about this place.
You could have just dropped us in Broken Hill.
Oh, I'm thinking of Melbourne.
The Border Cafe. God.
Never thought I'd be here.
I just wanted a Big Mac, eh?
Especially during coronavirus era. The borders are a bit of a hot topic, but...
this must be the loop. The loophole to get through to South Australia.
Bit of a wormhole. You travel time zones when you go across the line.
Hey, Shelly, don't leave us behind! No!
Wait!
Jack, what are we going to do? I'm starving.
Well, how about we head into the Cockburn Border Cafe for some brain food and we'll try to figure out a plan about getting home.
Let's go. What's on the menu? Fish fingers. I haven't had those in years.
Gummo. I had them last night.
Ham cubes. Jacks and cheese onion.
In a biscuit? I haven't had one of these since 2004.
Okay. Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, you couple of silly donkey sluts.
I like your Border Cafe. You get many visitors?
Yeah, fucking suck my ass.
Okay. We'll have one fish fingers, one cubed ham.
And two inner biscuits, please. Thank you.
And what? What?
You didn't hear that. He said two biscuits.
Yeah, two Jats biscuits.
With the cheese and onion dip.
Yes, thank you so much.
French
Sorry.
Style. Yep. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, right on, you clown.
And just some table water, please.
I'll put the jukebox on too.
Great. Jack, why are you standing today and not sitting?
Well,
have you got a bit of a lumpy bum?
I've got a bit of a lumpy bum. And if there's any place to confess it, it's the Border Cafe. But
what happened to you?
Well, I don't know, actually. I think I've just been eating too many fish fingers and for some reason... look, I've Googled it and I've I've consulted with a few friends and apparently it's normal to get hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
At this age.
Well, yeah. I should have bought you a donut cushion.
I don't think I could sit down on anything toilet shaped at the moment because it is truly like I'm trying to... I feel like it's like childbirth, but...
Gay style.
But gay style, yeah. This is the gay childbirth.
Childbirth, gay style. 2020. That's maybe what 2020 is.
Yeah.
Childbirth, gay style.
It's just like childbirth, actually, except you don't get a kid out of it. All you get is maybe like a bloody lump when you take a shit. But that's as good as I can hope for, really.
So is it a big shit?
So a butthole, you know how buttholes are usually star-shaped? This is educational for anyone who doesn't know what a hemorrhoid is or is yet to get one.
Yeah.
75% of the population, thank you very much. Imagine one of those sort of like edges of your butthole gets a bit lumpy, but not lumpy in a way. It just sort of feels sore, like you've been around the town for a while or something like that. Eventually, it's essentially just like a butt pimple and makes it very stingy. To sit down.
Like you've had a lovely spicy fajita
at
Taco Tuesday.
And let me tell you, I have. There's no stopping. There's no slowing down.
I'm waiting for mine because I wipe too hard and I got a sensitive little rim and it always goes...
That's how it started for me. So really? You've got to be careful.
Wiping too hard.
Yeah. The ones who wipe the hardest are somehow the ones who get off worse, which just seems wrong to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like when you clean your teeth too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the enamel comes off.
And then there's people, like, especially men in, like, public bathrooms that sort of get, like, one square of toilet paper and just dab their butt cheek and they think, oh, I'm perfect, good to go.
But really, they're leaving 20 centimetre skitties on their someone's bed.
And you know their mum is going to have to clean that up.
I got my sciatic nerve raging today, but that's inherent.
What is a sciatic nerve?
This little pinchy pinch that goes all the way from my butt to my leg. It goes ding, ding.
Jesus Christ, I've never felt that in my life.
Well, you never know what's next. I vomited in Gareth's bedroom on Friday night and blamed it on him.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Now, that's not all you did.
And I yelled at someone for not hooking up with me. Left the party.
Well, honestly...
And I lost my trackies, my jumper, my headband, my sunglasses and my UGG boots. Woke up naked at home. How did I get there? Don't know. My earrings were changed, though. Really good.
Well, that's good. But honestly, what else are you going to... Like, people, if they get a chance to Charlie XCX break the rules in 2020 by making out with someone... They should take that opportunity.
Well, I was watching Eat, Love, Pray 5 times in a row with Julia Roberts and that lovely Spanish dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's right. The jackpot is having someone naked in your room. No one cares.
It is.
That's what I mean. And I looked great. I had extra moisturiser and Bepanthen to give that dewy look. You know what I mean?
That's pathetic. Who was it?
Pathetic. Or just some one of Gareth's housemates.
Right, okay.
Never met him.
He left his own house?
Yeah. Leave that in.
He left his own house?
Yeah, and then I got in the spa and tasted miso soup, so I smoke bombed and everyone was looking for me for 3 hours, apparently. I tell you why. I tried to gear myself up, Jack. So, you know, I thought I fucking cracked the code. Vodka, top shelf, Gatorade, soda water.
That's so... And no, you should also pop a Barocca in there or a Hydrolite.
But here's the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Gatorade absorbs into your muscles twice as fast. I had 3.
So you're essentially just injecting yourself.
They said I was speaking tongues, talking about Julie Bishop, like she was a part of the alt-right Ku Klux Klan, went to the Easter show, bought all the Easter show bags, like I couldn't make it out. Yelling at people, like I was pulling people's hair, vomited everywhere, and then I go, it wasn't me, it was Gareth! It was Gareth. Get into the sauna, yell at them to play Lady Gaga and put the disco lights on, smoke bomb. They were almost going to call the police.
That's amazing.
I woke up, no memory.
Oh, what a night.
All I remember was Gareth coming and going, I just cleaned up your vomit in my room and you denied it and blamed it on me. And I've never been spoken to like that by Gareth in my whole life.
What's the relationship like now? Is it all
fine? I came back and I said, well, I can't go to your house because that housemate might be there that I made terribly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? It was a privilege to see someone of such caliber have a blowout.
Look.
I thought I was hot and trending. I thought my inbox would be full. No one. Doesn't matter. Anyways, how's your love life? Going great.
It's going so good. Yeah. I've been like trying to lower my standards as we enter this second wave of coronavirus.
Okay.
I'm quickly like, okay, let's just literally get into a long-term relationship with someone who I can just be like, come on, let's do this together.
Okay.
So I've been lowering my standards and like going after the guys that like I match with every time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the same ones that you're just sort of like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Looks good in denim. has exactly. a bit of a scruff on yeah. the, on the beard. Great.
Yeah, like it'll do.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah.
And like nothing against these guys, but they just don't spark my interest. But I've just been like, come on, we're locking down. Let's mate up.
Yes.
For the long haul. And I messaged this guy on Tinder and was like after we matched, being like, oh, like this is like the 50th time we've matched. Maybe we should do something about it.
Mm.
Something along the lines of that. And he comes back and goes, well, the world is falling apart right now, so maybe not. And then I was like, yeah, true. Like, but
what?
Why are you on Tinder well, actively matching with me?
Why did you actively match when you know once you have sex with me, you can't have sex with anyone else for 13 redacted, weeks?
He started the conversation with me. He said, hey, how are you going? And then I said, hey, because I hate fucking talking on Tinder. I just want to go on a date. Like, let's just get it
oh,
over
me
with.
Too. I could and, not be fucked.
Yeah. And then I was like, come on, let's go on a date quickly. Like, while we're still allowed, let's like go drink wine in a park or something. And then it was fun. Just, no, the world's falling apart right now. Like, do you think I don't know that?
Do you think I'm dumb?
That's why I'm talking to you.
Do you think I'm out here in Cockburn, literally dropped off from the silly by Shelley Craft?
Shoving cold cubed ham up my asshole to cool it down.
He's literally standing up. And I'm stuck sitting down because of this ping, ping, ping going down my left leg.
I'm going to get a kick neck as well.
What's your name, Dal?
Raylane.
How do we get out of Cockburn?
I'm over it. I've finished my meal.
My ham cubes were very gelatiny.
Your hospitality has been amazing, but...
I'm feeling dry. The Mazda 3 was no good, and he can't even sit the fuck down. So how are we getting out?
There's a bloody train, a bloody train. A train that goes all the way to... Buttfuck Sydney. Oh.
Oh, where do we buy tickets for the train?
You just walk down the road, around the corner, all the way to Timberdeck.
Okay, let's go. Come on, Jack. You're walking like a penguin. You what? Who are you? Mambo from Happy Feet 4? Our under Avis.
Yeah.
I got hit by a train, which is a banger.
That's so good.
I wanna do it again. Bachelor Girl, we've got to fucking find them in an episode soon because I'm sick to death of us not knowing where the fucking Bachelor Girl is. That was lyrics like her in Savage Garden or them in Savage Garden.
So good.
Seriously. Okay, we better leave Cockburn before right. Marjorie gets the fucking shits.
I don't see any ticket stall, so maybe we should just jump the Opal gates and hop on.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just a little railroad track and a timber deck.
Hey, do you feel that?
A vibrating.
I think there's a train coming around the corner.
What do you know, our luck? Because we could have been here for hours and it's getting pretty cold. That dingo is eyeing me off something good.
My phone says that it's -3 at the moment, so we better get into... We better hop on quick smart.
Oh, it looks like one of those industrial, freighty, minerally mining trainies.
I think they call them freight trains.
Freight trains.
But there's no sign of it slowing down either. We might have to...
do some CrossFit. You ready? Okay, Jack, I can see some home of vibe. Okay, you've got to run with me.
I'm fast, I don't have stamina.
You can't fucking move. You've got a little
I'm running.
Shit hanging out. Don't run. Don't run. Just, I'll drag you.
Okay.
Go, ready?
Ruby, quickly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hurry up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm on.
Grab your phone.
Grab my hand.
That's my shoulder.
Oh, snap it back in.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
What is this?
I think it's
stinky shit. Skin wool. Oh, we're in with textiles. What is it? We're textiles. In with minerals and textiles.
Minerals and textiles. Julie Bishop. There's wool everywhere.
Kelly Cash's weave.
It is comfy though.
Oh gosh, it is comfy, but it smells a bit licey. But beggars can't be choosers, and we did not pay for this. We just want to get back to Sydney because you've got hemorrhoids. I've got sciatica. We don't have any money or anything on us.
You have nothing on our person. But let's just get a few Z's and then we can wake up and we'll be back home in Sydney Town.
Yeah, I guess the last stop, Sydney. Where else would you go?
Must be.
Must be.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night.
See you in the morning.
Oh, I got a text from Flower Pal.
I spy a couple of stowaway lesbian rats.
Where are we?
Ruby, why are you awake?
Oh my gosh.
You need to get the fuck out of here before I send you to the mines.
Who are you?
We were sleeping on the wall.
Where are we? Oh, we're in Sydney. We're in Sydney. Wake up.
We're in Sydney. Oh,
thank God. Yeah, one large flat white. Thank you, like myself. One
pour
large.
Pour it straight into my eyes.
Please.
Fuck off.
What do you mean, fuck off? Where are we? We're not in Sydney. We're in Star Wars.
You ain't in Sydney, baby.
What is this, Mars? Excuse me, sir, mister, vulgar language. Where are we?
Get nicked, you pair of pale pigeons.
What?
I'm not a pale pigeon. I'm a slinky ibis gal.
You're a pretty tan pigeon.
Thank you. Anyway, where are we? Fuck, it's hot. And dry.
It's hot, dry and cold all at the same time.
I feel like there's sand whipping me in the face. Left, right, centre, up, down, all around. Hey, where's the train going?
Wait, can we stay on? Oh, whatever. He was rude.
But where the fuck are we? We are not near Cockburn, are we?
We slept overnight on that train.
Wait, Ruby, there's a sign over there. It's a bit... Let's just go closer to it.
Okay, and some machinery. It looks like a junkyard, but like a fashionable junkyard, like one that Parada would do a fashion shoot at. You know what I'm saying?
See the news about Balenciaga?
Yeah, what happened to them?
Oh, they've copied this young designer's work.
Of course they have.
But, we're in Cooper Pedy.
Cooper Pedy?
What's that?
Cooper Pedy. Oh, read the finer Cooper text.
Cooper Pedy.
I'll just wipe it off. Cooper Pedy.
It's covered in dust. Cooper Pedy. Oh, there's a little paragraph here about it. That's handy for us, people who have no idea where we are. Welcome to Cooper Pedy, the whole capital of South Australia.
The whole capital? That sounds like, there's no hemorrhoids in the whole capital of South Australia.
I feel triggered and I kind of just want to get away from this sign.
Oh, this town supplies 95% of the world's opals. And opals can only be found in South Australia. This being the top town.
You mean this is where they make all the opal cards that get me from A to B in the morning?
Yeah. No. Opal, the jewel. The jewel of Australia.
The jewel of Australia.
The apple of one's eye.
The whole of my body.
The whole of your hemorrhoid.
It has its own hole now.
Okay, well, what are we going to do now? Either we hit the jackpot and find a jewel, sell it, get home, or dry out to death. I feel like a little sultana.
I wouldn't mind drying out to death at this point, so let's just head on in. It's giving me very much... This is.
Where are we? It's getting really hot and really thirsty. What did Bear Grylls do?
Pissed in his own mouth?
Pissed in his shirt and then squeezed it in his mouth. Do you want me to piss in your shirt and squeeze it in your mouth?
Well, can you just piss in my mouth because I don't want to get my shirt all pissy.
Which way are we walking? I can't see. It's too hot.
Oh, God, I feel dizzy, Ruby. Could do with a thing of whiskey right now. Oh, wait. I can't tell if it's a mirage. But
a palm tree and a swimming pool and a pina colada
with
and
a water
rain.
Slide.
Quick, it looks like Blacktown, wet and wild.
Let's go.
Quick.
It was a mirage.
This is a junkyard, Jack. But there's people.
There's people here.
Hey.
Civilization.
It's us. Please help us. We've been walking out here for 9.5 minutes and I almost pissed in Jack's mouth, but I don't know how to piss up.
We're desperate. Do you know we're desperate?
For shade and shelter.
What's your name?
G'day, I'm Doug. Doug A-hole. How you going? Nice to meet you.
Doug A-hole?
Doug A-hole? Doug A-hole, that's your name.
And you're literally drilling a hole into the ground right now.
Did you name yourself?
Yeah, we're Opal Miners.
Fair enough.
And who are your friends here?
I'm Dale. I bloody love digging, eh? Digging nice and deep.
I'm Daz, but the fellas call me Fuckknuckle. What are you doing out here? Hope yous aren't doing a true crime podcast about the missing woman girl.
G'day, I'm Dave. I like pickled eggs and getting right down to the bottom of things.
My name is Davsius, please help me. I am a lost backpacker. Please help me.
Davsius, where are you from, little Romanian shabalululu? Love that.
So, what are you guys doing?
We're digging big gaping holes.
Just digging a few new rooms because we're all on top of each other in this hole. We just spend the day living on luck and a bit of the dough and a little bit of a... I won't talk to you about that though.
Stop copying me, Davo.
So you guys all live here together in this one hole and you mine for opals together during the day and then that's it.
Interesting. Mm. I was wondering what happened to Pajama Sundays. So, fellas, how old are you? 75? I mean, the sun and the winds hit you pretty good. Oh, no. We'll blame the elements, shall we? It's only 11 a.m.
It was a different era.
That's right. Well, different era, the 2001s.
Well, guys, from one millennial to another, do you guys know where we could get some rest or maybe a beer?
Just some shade. Some water.
Preferably somewhere that isn't underground. Like, I'm not all about this opal mining situation.
Jack can't sit down. He's got a gaping asshole. And my sciatic nerve is pressing to the bone.
I have to stand at the bar. Ruby has to sit at the bar. So preferably we'd like a tall bar with a high stool.
Want to have a peek in our hole?
Okay, we'll come inside, I guess. Jack,
going
this
inside?
Is... I don't know. Well, I think we were burning. That's so cool you guys live underground.
Can we take a peek inside your house?
Please, just a little peek.
They won't kill them, it's literally a hole. I know,
everything's carved out of everything. And they've really just stacked things on top of each other. This is just like when all those rich kids come from the North Shore to move into Redfern in their first year of uni.
Yeah.
They just have no fucking idea how to build their bed that they got from IKEA, even though they've paid it outright, finance and everything.
It sits in a corner, in the side of it, with wooden slats.
The mattress just rotting into the floor. Say it with me, fuck idiots. Seagrass. Say grass.
Seagrass.
Seagrass. Okay, boys, well, we will stay longer, but you look as dry as whatever they've laid on the lamb figures these days as woolies.
Yeah.
And the toxic masculinity is just a little bit too aggressive for us.
But thank you for having us, and just to let you know, I've already called the bureau guys and they're on their way.
Great. I suppose. Wash your hands and...
Wear a mask.
Bye.
That was fucking weird, Jack. That was weird. I got a weird vibe, like a weird, I'm going to attack you.
I'm going to like slice you up vibe. Yeah, I was getting that too. I didn't want to say it because I was like, am I being judgy? Like, I don't know. Like, I've never been here before.
I might be judgy, but I just didn't get the vibe. It was very dark. Like,
it was really dark. And did you see the body in the corner? It was like a body in the corner.
Yeah. I didn't know if that was like...
Like, I didn't know if it was like recent or like new. Like,
I thought it was like one of those dolls you can get that silicon. When you slap it, it kind of goes...
No, it was real. I saw it blink a few times.
Okay,
but
let's go. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, they're walking towards us.
Oi, where are yous going? I thought yous wanted to have fun in our deep, tight hole.
Help me, please.
Ruby, let's run. Come on, quickly.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Get away.
Dale, Darren, Jurassicus is coming for us.
Ow.
Oh.
Actually.
Oh, my sciatic has stopped pulsing.
My hernia popped back in. My hernia. My hemorrhoid popped back in.
Oh, no, I think it just came out your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Smells a bit like fish.
Well, we've fallen down a hole again.
At least it's cool. I thought I was going to die of dehydration.
Yeah. No wonder they do it here in Cooper Petey.
Yeah.
This is a deep hole as well. Like the opening up the top at the sky looks like the moon. It's so tight, so high up.
I know. I can just see a little glimmer of light. Oh, I've got the flash.
Don't stare straight at it, Ruby. Oh, how many times have I told you?
I thought sun gazing was real. I wonder how long this hole's been here.
It's fresh to me. Let me just taste it. Warm.
Moist. Do you think that's the sun or someone been in here?
Wait, did you hear that? Is someone there?
Hey, it's just us. We promise we're not here to rob your hole. All we want is to find our way back home.
Dig deep enough in a white man's hole. You might find a pearl. You might find a turtle. That very deep crack might cradle a cursor.
Bleached asshole?
Waxed asshole?
You found my hole.
I just wanna leave my asshole alone for a minute. Is that okay?
Who are you?
I'm the mole woman of this hole.
You're the mole? Does that mean we've won $25,000?
Because we correctly identified you. And like,
oh my god!
No, you silly buffies!
Oh, who are you then?
I'm the mole woman. I've been here for a long, long time. Yeah, just down in this dark, dank, damp little holy thing, doing what I like to do and the way that I like to do it.
So you're telling us that you're not the chosen mole on the Channel 7 hit TV series The Mole?
No, you silly bussies!
Cooper Petey's been hot and disappointing.
Full of disappointments and dead bodies.
Do you know how we can get out of here? Or are you going to hack us to death as well?
I wouldn't be surprised at this point. Just get it over with.
Please. Oh my god, look, Jack. It's the biggest opal on earth. It's shiny.
She is my precious aqua-lilac violet opal. This is the very one that inspired the 2012 Galaxy Tides after Jeffrey Campbell fell down this very hole. Well, he's dead now. The pajama Sundays and friendly friends turn him into a silicon doll. His clone walks the very earth now.
It's beautiful.
It's sparkling.
Oh, it sounds like it's whispering to me. It's so beautiful.
Oh, I can hear like a mermaid, a siren song. Where did you find this, mole woman? Where did you find this? Wow. I just want to touch it. Ow! It shocked me.
Don't touch, you annoying little bogan.
Who was that? Did that little whispery voice just insist I was a muggle? Because I am not.
You're a mudblood through and through. And for one, also, like, that's like just quoting the last Harry Potter movie. Like, we've all seen that.
I don't know. Maybe someone has a little Prisoner of Azkaban teddy bear or something that they got to build a bear.
No, it's cursed. It's the very last Horcrux. The forgotten Horcrux. The bot that keeps liking all of J.K. Rowling's twinks.
So you're saying, mole woman, you have not seen the sun. You have literally algae and barnacles growing off your body, just like the hernia in Jack's ass and the sciatic nerve pinching in my ass.
Yes, you stupid bussy bitch.
And you have not seen the sun because this opal is cursed and it's kept you underground? Is that what you are saying?
Yes, you dog cunt. I just want to leave this hole.
Oh my god, you poor thing.
I'm so sorry, I wish we could embrace, but I'm allergic to pond water.
And also, that Horcrux is cursed, if you know what I mean. Like, capital C, cursed. Well, cursed.
I do believe in fate, mole woman and Jack. How can we help? We're stuck here anyway. We may as well do some good.
Anything to participate in a J.K. Rowling narrative. I'm ready to win this battle.
So you're saying, mole woman, we've got to destroy the most beautiful thing, not only in the whole of South Australia, but the whole of South Australia.
So you're telling me that when Voldemort tried to go kill Harry Potter, a little bit of that soul reflected off his mother, Lily Potter, and came all the way to Cooper Petey and hit this opal? That's crazy.
That is crazy. But look, Australian minerals, they're pretty special, hey?
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Ask our mate, Toadface Gina Reinhardt. Light another match. It's beautiful underground. I get why they do it. So, mole woman, what do you dream? What do you want to do when you get out of this fucking white man's hole?
They finally destroy this horrible opal that's been holding you back, limiting your potential.
My dream. No one's asked me. I would like to knit warmers for all the forgotten extracted molars. I haven't forgotten them. I never will.
Every time I look at it, it just draws me in. But then it's like I could start a massacre if I was here too long.
Yeah, exactly. It does that to you.
How are we going to... Okay, Jack. We've got to stop. We've got to fight. We've got to fight it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
It's so pretty, though.
Mole woman, help us. Cover our eyes. You smell a bit like Ibis armpit. Stay back.
Now, what are we
doing?
What
are we going to do? Well, I've still got my iPhone on me.
Okay.
You still got yours? Still got yours?
Yep.
Isn't that funny how you can lose everything, but your subconscious knows, don't you dare let go of your phone. Don't you dare let go of your phone. Even at Gareth's spa, I was like...
Even at Gareth's spa.
I was like, motherfucker, hold your phone.
Let go of everything, including your, like, psychological condition, and then just...
Literally, my biceps are on the floor.
The phone still gripped around.
Literally. Held tight in my puss. Okay, how are we going to do this? We can't destroy it. We don't have magical powers. We don't have wands. I'm not bloody...
Hermione.
Moody.
Mad-Eye Moody. He's
Mad-Eye
dead.
Mad-Eye Moody.
Hedwig's dead. Fred's dead.
The whole fucking
Luna
chain's
Luna Lovegood's
dead.
Dead. Who cares? They're all fictional characters anyway. But the...
Rupert's had a baby.
Rupert's
He's
had a baby.
He's not coming back.
Harry's defending trans people, which is great. But look, too little too late. Hermione, where's she?
She's self-partnered now. Look, sister. Wish I could say the same thing, but mine's more like, am I asexual or am I tired?
All I know is I'm he for she. That's all I'm going to say. He for she. He for she.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All these things I can't care about with you.
That's Hermione's. That's Emma Watson's initiative. She. He for she. It's like a male feminist.
He for she.
He for she.
She.
Hey for she.
Hey for she.
Hey for she.
And how you going? How will I go?
Veranda out the back. And an old hey for she.
Don Burke, touch my bum. Not the sire, dick part. Don Burke, suck my ass. What happens, this is a question for the podcast, what happens to white men when they touch too many bums? Do they go to jail or do they go to a place?
The answer is nothing.
Mole woman, you know what I'm going to do? As soon as I get you out of here, as soon as we use our little brains, I'm going to eat this chip off the floor. Use our little brains to get you out of here to disperse this beautiful opal. I am entranced.
No, Ruby, we can't disperse it. We have to destroy it.
How are we going to do that?
Well, do you have a basilisk fang? I gave you one for your birthday last year. You left it at home.
Well, yeah, where is it going to take it to Byron?
I told you to pack it to Byron.
Oh, fuck. Well,
we're going to have to figure something else out.
Do you have a philosopher's stone? My birth stone?
I have a kidney stone.
I told you to bring it everywhere. I told you to use it as a butt plug instead of your My Little Pony butt plug because that was getting tangled and messy.
I've been using a Furby the last few times. That's probably why I have the hernia. The hernia. Why do I keep saying hernia? Oh, it's a... what's it, what is it? A hemorrhoid. What's hernia?
Hold on. I thought a hernia and a hemorrhoid was the same thing.
No.
What's the difference?
A hemorrhoid is a...
Do you shit out your veins? What's wrong with you shit out your veins?
It's essentially like a swollen blood vein around your butthole.
Wow. Yeah, God, isn't the human body amazing? You know, in the future, I think we'll be able to give birth to cats.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you don't have the basilisk fang and I don't have my philosopher's stone, we're just going to have to...
Jack, I've got it.
What?
We can sell it as jewellery. This would be worth so much money.
Yeah, we can just get rid of it. To someone we don't like, I guess.
I guess. But how are we going to get out of here? We're going to have to chip away at it. Chip away at it. And make it into jewellery, earrings, into rings, into bracelets, into necklaces, into anklets.
Pandora charms.
Toe rings.
Anklets.
Cock rings. Nipple rings.
Forehead piercings.
Dermabrasions. For people wanting to go that extra mile.
We could do that, or we could just make one big
necklace. No one's going to buy it. How are we going to package it up?
We don't actually need to sell it. That's the I don't think we should sit around waiting for someone to buy it, because I know someone who could do with a bit of Horcrux cursing at the moment. The very woman who brought Horcruxing into existence. She should deal with it. It's her problem. She wrote it up. You know who I'm talking about?
Sam Frost? Who's that girl on the Channel 10? Who's on Channel Sunrise?
Sam Frost is the bachelorette.
Who's the other one?
Samantha Armitage. Sorry.
Sam Armitage? Oh, no. Oh, international woman.
Not Sam Armitage. Not even Koshy. I think we should send it straight to J.K. Rowling.
How?
Well, I have her P.O. box. I've been sending her hate mail for the last 2 years.
That's where all those dead tadpoles have been going. You little wag.
Scoop them up. Put them in a bit of... Scoop them up. Put them in a Ziploc bag. Put them in an envelope. Send them off to J.K. P.O. box 20TRF London.
That's what you get when you experiment with sea monkeys when you're little.
Wouldn't it just be justice served cold, her getting this huge Horcrux on her doorstep?
From right down under, where they sent their convicts once.
You deal with it, JK. You deal with it.
Okay, how do we get it? We will make a slingshot the size of this big white man's bleached, waxed asshole, fling it out of Cooper Petey. Straight to Cambridge.
Good idea.
I actually came third in diocesan shot put in year six, so I think I would be the best person to like do the shot putting.
No, I think all three of us are going to have to go.
Oh, true. My woman's a good base. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Hold on. All right. We're going to use your swelling bandages, my woman. Okay, to make this slingshot.
Sorry, they're a bit wet.
Push the opal into the slingshot. Okay, it's in position. Don't look at it too much. It will blind you. It's so beautiful.
It's like when you pop a champagne bottle.
Are you sure you guys want to stay down here with me forever?
No, we can't. It's a Horcrux.
We can't stay down here.
Okay, on the count of three, everyone.
Let's hold on to the back of it so we shoot up as well. And let's just let go when we get out of the hole.
That's a good idea. Ready to pull it back, guys? On the count of three, take the biggest steps you can. Don't let it, and don't let go when it flings forward.
Don't let go. Hold on, like, tighter than you think, my woman.
Like the slingshot at the Gold Coast.
Trust us. We've been around the fucking yard the last few days.
I've practiced at Service Paradise. Ready?
Okay, ready?
One.
Two.
There it goes. The opal. All the way. To Cambridge.
Here we are, the top of our hole.
The top of our hole in Cooper Petey. Mole woman, you look so...
upset.
Oh, no. Just have a vitamin D sufficiency.
I forgot that moles are actually supposed to be below ground. That's awkward.
You're free, mole woman. You may be half rat.
But you're half a friend to us.
Let's do a group hug. Mole woman, what are we ever going to do to thank you? You have taught us.
She did nothing for us.
Sorry. No. What are you going to do for us?
Yeah, what are you going to do for us to repay us?
Because that was a good idea.
Buy a lemon squash.
Well, we could. There's a beautiful pub and we could do a day tour, but we literally have no stuff and we might just come back when we can afford a beautiful underground Airbnb. And the stench of the stale church isn't following around us like an old bishop in Ballarat.
But I think I do want to say thank you for giving... Wait, what's that coming over the horizon? Can you see that?
Mole woman, are you summoning a dust storm?
Oh my God, I've only seen photos of this on the Daily Bailey weather wall. It's real.
Oh my God.
It's like Mad Max Fury Road.
George Lucas, that you?
Charlize?
Dust storm, blow. Blow them.
What are we doing? It's pretty ferocious.
I think we should probably...
Are you sure, my woman? We trust you.
Go for it. Fly. And me.
Okay, hold my hand, Ruby.
We'll never forget you, my woman. Don't go over to the Darren and Dale campsite. They're really weird.
Don't. They're so creepy. There's a body down there as well.
Yeah. And we think it's what kind of happens to women out here. Ready,
ready,
set, let it take you!
Woo!
I can feel the dust in my lungs. Oh no, that might be Corona.
I just saw a wicked witch in that little circle whirlwind thing there. It was a cow as well.
I just had a dream, Jack.
What was it?
And I saw you. And I saw you, Darren.
You were there.
And you
were there.
Jack, did you have the same dream?
Wait. Yeah, I did.
What? We're underground.
Hold on.
There was an open.
That's mole.
Just fly up in the air for 10 metres and then come right back down.
Gerasius from Romania, Darren, Dale.
And now we're just concussed. We're just bloody concussed in Cooper Petey. This is like,
I've got sunstroke.
What's that movie? This is just like Wake and Fright.
I mean, it is nice here. Come on, let's all go to the pub. Someone's got to buy me 4 and 20.
I love those ham jelly cubes.
How about we just grab a jug and a couple more fish fingers and wait for the next freight train to come back down from Broome?
Yeah. Hey, Daryl, Dean, Dale.
And me.
Is whatever, Gerasius.
I think we were too hard on you from the get. Look.
Surprise us. Let's go play some bingo. Beautiful pub.
Cooper Petey.
Cooper Petey.
Oh, Cooper Petey. What? Like, are we saying it together?
Come on, guys, let's walk. We're walking.
We're walking.
Cooper Petey.
Cooper Petey.
Cooper
Petey.
Watch out for that hole!
Ow.
This show was improvised by me, Ruby Tees, and Jack James. It featured Liam McQueen, Ryan Morgan, Jack Scott, Mitch Lorigano, James Anthony, and the Mole Woman, developed and performed by the one and only Harriet Lugston. If you want to get in contact with us, hit us up on Instagram at Gantropo. And we are a part of the Lit Network. Dig ya. See ya.
See ya. Love you.
My name's Jack.
And my name's Jack.
And together we're Gantropo.
Just fucking hopeless.
How are you going out there, Curly?
In this horse race, the old horse ain't what she used to be, but moving
on. The police are coming.
And you.
Well, again, fair shake of the sauce bowl, mate.
Refugees.
Bull.
Of you.
He's saying what?
To make a difference.
Well, I don't intend to stop wearing the spinners.
Squat toilets. Right. Got a squat to use them.
And better bang the butt.
And he played him like a piano.
We are stripped down and ready to go.
Lord Kippen, no iceberg.
I want to do you slowly. He's going troppo.
Okay, watching
relax.
One from mate.
Did your parents say you could have a party?
No.